Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
It's been a hard 12 months, but today simple truths feel even more profound and more needed than ever. When I was 14 years old, my family and I were moving from our hometown in Milledgeville, Georgia to a place called Newcastle, Australia. I had only lived in the small town my entire life, attended the same church, with the same pastor, and the same family-like community, where you invited people over for fried chicken after church. It was a weird time, to say the least. The night before we were to fly out of Atlanta Airport, the church gathered together to say goodbye, to have a potluck dinner, to gather, to pray for me and my family as we headed off to a new chapter of our lives. Brother Wendell prayed for us with vigor, with love, with a faithful confidence that I grew up watching over the years. He was known to stand up on a pew announcing with such energy and enthusiasm, saying, "Praise Jesus!" He loved God, loved preaching the scriptures, and loved people. That night, he looked at me, knowing it would be many years before I would step foot in that church again, and he said to me, "Sweetie, keep your eyes on Jesus." He had said that statement many times over the years, but in that moment, he directed that wisdom at me. I remembered that moment for years. I remembered it when I wasn't walking in faith, when I was angry, when I was lost and put myself through a lot of pain. And finally, when I found myself on my knees praying to God and firmly setting my eyes on Him years later as an adult. There are no guarantees today, or tomorrow, or in the next year, even though we are all hoping for something extraordinary and new and different. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." But the one thing I can guarantee, because experience, faith, and Brother Wendell showed me, if you keep your eyes on Jesus, everything is going to be all right. It is today, and it will be tomorrow. Do you need some God-sense advice or practical encouragement? Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.